ticket.
Dave.
Well, I wanted to update you guys because we talked earlier, Monday, Community Quick Hits, yesterday, Cold Open, about my incredible bronze medal finish in Chili Bowl.
Your chili prowess.
And I just want to let you guys know that I'm on a heater, that things are really coming up Milhouse right now.
Go, Dave.
I rode in the elevator down with you last night, Bob.
Yes, sir.
And I told you it's back to the three-on-three hockey grind last night.
That's right.
And the first game of our current season, our winter season, was the ice storm. So that game was canceled. And then the next game last
soft.
Week,
I would have played.
Right? We could have just skated all the way to the rink.
Yeah.
And then last week, we were obviously at the Super Bowl, and so they mm-hmm. played, but I wasn't there.
I would have flown back.
Yeah, I just don't have that kind of dedication. But so last night was my first game back since early December. And
scoreboard tribute?
No. They didn't welcome me back
okay.
with a tribute. But I really didn't want to go. Like, as it was getting down to time to leave, I felt tired, and I really didn't want to go.
Are all these games 10 o'clock and stuff?
Like 9:45 and 10:45. We were in the early slot.
That's honestly when I knew it was time to hang them up. Is
when ice time gets so late.
When every time you have a game that night, you ask yourself, am I really leaving for my game now at 10 o'clock? So, yeah.
Yeah. So I
it's basically Corby with golf.
I really didn't want to go, but I made myself go.
Good.
And
good discipline.
And for those of you who play hockey, or really if you play any sport with a great deal of equipment, just the suiting up is just such a beating.
It's the worst.
It makes me tired before you even take the ice. And so I was in a bad mood. I wasn't really excited to be there. And then they had a delay when they were putting up the dasher boards in the middle because they divide.
You guys play half court.
Yeah, it's half ice. So they divide. They put a
like girls in the Olympics.
They don't want our uterus to fall out. So they put a
these girls better be able to have kids after this tournament.
They put a temporary wall on the center red line, and so you just play on one half or the other.
Okay.
And so by the time we finally got started, I was starting to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you.
Well, smelling salts.
No smelling salts. But let me tell you that I had a career night last night. Not only did I score a hat trick.
Watch out, Daryl Sittler.
Not only did I score four goals, I scored five goals. A five bagger.
Wow. What was our final?
We won 11-8.
Okay.
And so I'm not here to totally brag on myself, but the first three goals were just throw it at the net and hope good things happen. But the last two, I do want to at least describe in a little bit of detail. The fourth one was the weakest wraparound you've ever seen in your life. I was behind the net all by myself, and I'm trying to get it out front, and it slides off my stick, and it goes off of the keeper's skate, and it crosses the line by 1 centimeter.
Sounds like a little moose wraparound from the playoffs last year.
It worked for Miko in Game 7. There's no reason you can't take a deflection on a wraparound.
So you take what you can get.
Did you go flying into the boards because your momentum was going
I was basically stationary at that point. And then the last one, though, the last one is the one that made me feel like a real hockey player, because it was in the last shift of the game. The other team is trying to scramble and see if they can tie us up in the final minutes. And there's a loose puck, and it's just me and the goalie. And the puck is rolling. Like, not rolling, but kind of, end over end.
Yeah.
And so the goalie dives for it. And so he is prone on the ground, and I roofed it.
Oh, really?
I roofed it over him. And so I felt great, fun times. Then we get to the locker room. And so this particular team that we played, our team is called What the Foxa.
Okay.
And the team that we played is called the Groomsmen. And evidently there's some common DNA that a lot of the guys on my team have played with that team before. And so they have this trophy that goes to the winner of this team every year. We play them, guess, twice a year. And yeah. So I have it with me because I was named the game's MVP.
Oh, Dave.
You get to share this with your fans.
Yeah, and so this is the Wilbanks Cup. It's named after our goaltender, I guess, because he made it. No, he played last night.
All right. DJ, rest can you peace. Send the Wilbanks yeah. widow a hand?
No, he's not dead.
First Vanderbeek and now this game.
And so part of my duties, I also got this. It's a Tiki Barber token. That is my prize for winning the game's MVP. So...
A Tiki Barber token.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Well, it's actually genius.
And so now my duties are, as the MVP, before the trophy and MVP is awarded the next time that we meet this team, I have to take a photo of the trophy.
Okay.
In a unique environment. And so I thought that I would have you guys hold it. And take a picture of you guys holding it, because I mean, what a flex that is to have Hockey Jesus holding the Wilbanks Cup.
Connor McDavid's not here.
It looks it's like a poop scoop.
No, it's like a
that's what I pick my dog's waist up with.
It's like a cast iron pan that's been spray painted gold.
That, yeah. Honestly, I think you could make the world's best pizookie on that.
What's a pizookie?
A pizza cookie? What are you, an idiot?
I've never even heard of that.
You've never heard of a pizookie?
Never in my life. Have y'all?
Are you insane?
Of course.
Do your parents love you?
What is a pizookie?
It's a pizza cookie.
What does that mean?
It's a cookie that's right out of the oven, and it's warm and delicious, and then you put a little ice cream right on top of it.
And it's served in a pan like this. And it's
like a cast iron skillet cookie.
Yes, in a cast iron skillet. It's... arguably one of the great joys of being a man.
And then
Corby's an idiot.
I've never had that.
And the other thing,
I don't eat sweets.
The other thing that I need to do
I've never had a pizookie.
Is I need to come up with a trinket. Like I got the Tiki Barber token.
Yeah.
I have to come up with something to award the next MVP. So I was
thinking, we have the Norm Sanju bobblehead over there?
Yeah. I need to look around and see what I can just grab in the studio.
Okay. All right.
So I'll do that in the break.
Oh, dude. We could get rid of the Mark Spitz.
Yeah. That's too big.
No, okay. It's
I don't
not.
Want to lug that
Come
around.
Come on.
All right.
It
so
just needs to leave.
Here, so is the logic so that we can get rid of it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's to get rid of stuff. All right. So hold on. Let me.
Well, you got to hurry up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stand up. And there we are holding our pizookie trophy.
Perfect. Okay. So
get,
yeah, I just
somebody
I,
get Corby a pizookie for crying out
yeah,
loud.
Yeah, so if you could please send a pizookie up to the station, and then also just
how do you claim you don't have sweets? You eat the cookie cake constantly.
It was a joke. I've just never had.
Okay,
a, never
all
had
right.
A
I'm just making sure you're not taking a stand against sweets.
No, I know that.
This is not the place to do that.
Yeah, no, I've just never had a pizookie. I've never even heard of it.
So I just wanted to let you guys know that the things are going well. However, I just learned that I have to get a whole new HVAC system at my house. So I think my winning streak just ended. Just now.
Can you pay for it in goals?
No.
Is that trophy worth $16,000?
No, I don't believe it is. So,
oh, yeah. Dave.
Well, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Yes. Offer chili and some goals.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if
yeah.
that
I'll barter.
Gets
you wow. Call Milestone.
I am a Milestone member.
Okay.
There you go.
Good, good. All right, congratulations, Dave. That is heroic on many, many fronts. We don't have many athletic feats.
Yeah, you
like
take
this
what
anymore.
You can get, especially right. at this age.
Yeah.
I birdied 13 today.
Holy crap, bro.
Call me when you get 5 birdies in a round like Dave.
Jeez.
Yeah.
5 birdies?
Yeah, I know. It's tough.
Just give me a drag show, man.
Wow.
Bet you'd like that.
Wow.
It is 3:38 here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. This is the Hardline 5.0. Here today on this Thursday, and here today on this February 12th, and here today live and in person in Fort Worth, Texas, where we will be two out of the next three Hardline shows as we today.
I might just stay.
It's a good idea, man. Just go crash out at the Worthington. I bet you we could stay at this lady's place. She lives right upstairs.
Really?
Yes.
Hot dog.
That's kind of cool.
That's convenient for her to drag something out of here.
I know. Like, just in and out.
I mean, she's 82.
Almost. Almost.
So her standards are probably pretty low.
What do you mean?
Jeez, dude.
She's here.
She's not here right now.
Yeah, well, we're being broadcast, though. That's
yeah,
the
you're
thing.
On the radio. We're not in a car right now. Cracking
driving
jokes.
Away, laughing.
I forgot.
I would like to say, though, I don't know if enough 80-year-olds wear hoodies.
Dude.
And I think that's an important part of staying young.
I agree.
Hoodies and jeans.
Why do we have to all dress like we're 80?
You know right.
When we're 80.
Pants suits.
Stop dressing your age. Dress like you're in college.
Yeah.
For forever.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Carry a skateboard.
So we are here at Buffalo Bros in Fort Worth in Sundance Square, legendary Sundance Square. Throckmorton & Forth, to be exact. And we're here on behalf of Flight by Yingling. And the Flight by Yingling ladies are walking around passing out some burrs. So if you're into that.
Yeah. If you and I, Corby, went upstairs with her.
We're back to this, huh?
Would you and I then be Buffalo Bros?
Yeah, I don't know if that's what this restaurant means, but sure. I am native. Maybe I could make you native.
Okay.
What a gift that would be.
By proxy.
Yeah.
Okay, continue with your copy points.
Okay. And we got another one?
Heck yeah. Heck yeah, Tage.
Now we're killing them.
Let's pour it on.
So you can join us and register to win a flight away to watch the Dallas Stars play in Philly on March 29th. That's airfare, hotel, and game tickets.
Wow.
All courtesy of Flight by Yingling. That's badass. And, yeah, you got Stars gear and all sorts of stuff by Flight by Yingling. So let's get on it, man. This is a great, great giveaway. I don't think we really have many. Typically, our giveaways are like Rangers-Reds tickets in August. We're giving away.
Which are great.
Not that there's anything wrong with
those
that.
Those are great.
No, and I can't wait for that series. You're right. But this seems very, very cool.
Are the Reds rolling?
Are we giving this away tonight, Frankie? Are we giving this away tonight? Are we giving this away tonight? We're not? You got to sign up, though. Okay, you got to sign up here. All right. Get it on. All right. Big Thursday show, but let's do the helpline.
214-520.
She's back, help. Dave, so just tone it down.
Okay. The Hardline Helpline.
Oh, my gosh, guys.
You're granny porn.
The ticket is learned.
214.
The Reds are in August. 520.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Help.
Do you know who the home opener is against this year? On April 3rd?
The Hardline.
The Reds?
The Reds.
Wow. Hardline. It's like you knew that.
Dude, get us a weekend suite for opening weekend.
Done.
I'll go Saturday or Sunday, you name it.
But you have to go.
I can't wait to see the Reds live.
Okay.
Huge Reds guy.
Can you name more Reds from 1975 than you can 2025?
There's no doubt.
I mean, that's every baseball team.
Yeah. But a chance to see Hunter Green live and
Yeah.
Ellie Della.
It's a big one. All right, we'll work on the opening day suite for the crew. I'm not making any sweet promises this year.
You just said done.
Well, no.
What do you think that means?
I'm not making any promises, but I would like all of us to go as a crew. All right, so.
Sponsor.
The Good Feet Store, Milestone Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, Electrical, and more.
Yesterday, it got very contentious as I was shamed.
Do you think it's funny that our biggest fight in weeks is about this topic?
Over dessert. When Dave was holding up, Dave scored 5 goals in his hockey game, and he won the MVP, and they gave him a trophy.
Like the golden skillet.
And it looked like a little skillet. And Bob, innocently enough, said, it looks like something you could put your Pazuki in.
And you thought we had to dump that.
And yeah, I was like, whoa, man, Bob's going so Randy right now.
You could just dunk your Pazuki in it.
So I sent the audio, thanks to DJ for giving me the audio file, and I sent it to the team text thread. And one of my teammates said that he was listening to it, and his wife referencing you not knowing what a Pazuki is and then getting all butt hurt because we called you out on not knowing what a Pazuki is. She said, that guy's a vag.
Me?
Yes.
Why am I? Because I didn't know?
Yeah. Okay. And just the way you responded to being called out.
Okay. Well, again, Bob says the word Pazuki, and I just say, hey, so what's a Pazuki?
Hold on. No. No, I think your defense was, I don't eat dessert.
No.
That pulled me offside.
I didn't even know what...
I don't like sweets.
I didn't even know what it was.
How do you think I look this way?
I'm trying to watch my figure.
I had never heard of the word before, and so I ask, what is it? And you go, what? You don't even know what a Pazuki is.
Roll the
tape. And then I'm like, dude, I don't know. I've never heard the word. What do you even mean? Idiot, you're not even an American.
You're not even an American.
And it turns out it's from a restaurant that I've never even been to before.
Said you've been there with Killer.
Well, but
in Oxnard.
I'm not eating dessert at noon.
I'll have you know.
After my fish sandwich.
Pazukis are a worldwide phenomenon.
But you didn't grow up with it. The concept of the Pazuki. When you were in Wisconsin...
Of course I did.
Hang on. Slow down. And your mommy walks in as you're watching cartoons and stuff, and she goes, Bab, would you like a Pazuki?
She didn't use the term.
The end.
We didn't
Stop
know
it.
What the term was.
Right. That's the end.
Okay.
It's over.
Okay.
So that part of the argument is over with. And so that's all I wanted to know. I'd never heard the term before. I've heard of Pazert.
Boy, part two of this fight is even funnier.
Like, right? Isn't Pazert more well-known than Pazuki?
What's a Pazert?
Never heard Pazert in my life.
Are you just making up a term?
Bro!
Is that a dessert pizza?
Yes!
You like guys, a Nutella pizza or something?
But it's like... No, it's like... God, I feel so dumb right now.
I thought he just said dessert wrong.
He just stroked out as he was saying dessert.
Lando and Ham, it's like Pizza Hut or Pizza Inn, like they would have desserts.
Pizza what?
Pizza Inn. I-N-N.
Okay.
Whoa. Idiot. Anyway, this guy wants to comment on this.
I am about to drive my truck into oncoming traffic listening to you numbskulls argue about Pazukis and dessert. First off, Corby, acting like desserts are only for people under 12 years old? Just dumb. Us fat guys like to eat dessert too. Bob, just putting ice cream on a cookie does not make it a Pazuki. It is called a Pazuki. Pizza cookie. They put the cookie dough in the little cast iron pan, cook it like a pizza, and then put ice cream on it. Just throwing some cookies on a cookie sheet in the oven, slapping some vanilla ice cream on it, does not make it a Pazuki. That is what a Pazuki is, a pizza cookie. Bye, queef.
So it has to look like the shape of a pizza?
No, what he's saying is the skillet gives it that...
The cooking method.
The crust.
Yeah, it gives it a pizza-like crust.
Okay.
Like the crispy edges.
The crispy edges.
Yeah, the crispy edges like a pizza.
A normal cookie does not have naturally crispy edges without some sort of skillet mechanism acting as the edge.
I don't eat sweets. So, okay.
You're speaking to one of the best bakers at the ticket.
First off, sir, I just asked a question. What is a... And if you can go back and check the original tape, maybe we can do this tomorrow. Of the innocence in my... Like, it was just... It was childlike. I go, what's a Pazuki? It wasn't... I'll never eat that crap. I just wanted to know what it was.
Indeed, when you do cut it off, make sure you put it next to these Corby noises he's making to imitate my reaction.
We've got it right now.
You do? Is it short?
It's short.
Okay.
Honestly, I think you could make the world's best pizookie on that.
What's a pizookie?
A pizza cookie? What are you, an idiot?
I've never even heard of that.
You've never heard of a pizookie?
Never in my life. Have y'all?
Are you insane?
Of course.
Do your parents love you?
What is a pizookie?
It's a pizza cookie.
It's right,
what does that mean?
Nobody has made the sound.
Yeah, but right away, what are you, an idiot? And then Ham called me a loser, and then like, did your parents not love you? Like, what? I mean, and no one would answer my question. I didn't know.
I answered it twice.
What are you, stupid?
It's a pizza cookie.
God, I'm so mistreated on this program. It's unbelievable.
Well, then don't say ridiculous things like, I don't eat dessert.
That was a follow-up.
How are my abs supposed to stay this awesome if I ever have a cookie?
I don't eat sweets.
Now, I discussed this with my child last night.
You have eaten more Eatsy's cookie cake than anyone on the show.
Yeah. I discussed this with my son last night. I go, do you know what a pizookie is? He said, no, I do not. Do you think your kids know what it is?
Yes. They've been...
From BJ specifically? Or from you call it at home, like, come on, kids, it's pizookie time.
I don't sound like the guy from Fargo. But I feel like we've definitely dined there. But also,
one right there in Louisville.
Yes, but also in our friends group, it's not uncommon for the mom in charge of whatever is being served that night to process some nice pizookies.
And you call it that every time?
I don't know. I mean,
maybe you just call it dessert.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's probably what she does when she walks in with bowls of piping warm chocolate chip cookies with a nice dollop of vanilla ice cream on it.
Now, I'm going to floor you, because I said this yesterday, but when fleshing it out last night...
You'd like to walk it back?
No. So I've had lots of ice cream in my life. I've had lots of cookie, and I've even had warm chocolate chip cookie, but I have never combined the two.
Have you had cookie dough ice cream?
Yes. Okay. Of course. Yeah. But I've never had chocolate chip cookie and a thing of ice cream on top.
What about a brownie bottom sundae? Hot brownie ice cream.
I've never had that.
That is one of life's great pleasures.
He's right. Have you ever had the McDLT where the hot side stays hot and the cold side stays cold and then you put them together?
I think they discontinued that in 1986.
Yeah, but you guys know what I'm talking about. They kept
with
them
a little
separate.
Plastic thing.
Yes, but they kept them separated until the moment of truth when the temperature differences combining and
it was so much styrofoam it was causing a hole in the ozone layer, so they stopped making it.
But the concept is hot and cold.
Yeah.
And sweet.
Right. Right. You know what? This weekend I'm gonna make a promise. And we got a new oven, so now I can do this.
Okay,
we didn't even have an oven for like 20 years in my house.
Dang.
We would bake with the sun.
Like your ancestors.
Exactly. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to cook. We're going to make cookies.
Let's bake our cookies.
Bake cookies.
Try to cook them, it might get weird.
Now, is your cookie large, typically, like bigger than... Well, it's got to be...
It should probably fit your skillet.
But the thing of ice cream needs to be... smaller than the cookie. The cookie needs to be big.
Well,
because you want the right ratio of ice cream and cookie.
Yeah, and if you make a whole skillet of cookie, you should probably share that with other people. You don't want to eat the whole skillet.
What's he doing? I can't even hear.
He's playing the weed whacker.
Oh. All right. I'm done with pizookie talk. Although, I promise you, I'm going to bake and make my own pizookie this weekend, and I'll report back on it.
For Valentine's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a special treat,
my sweetie.
I'm solo this weekend.
Oh, wow. So Rosie Palm is going to have a pizookie?
Sure. What do you think? It changes things? God, baby, you're gone for a night. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Here, let's have dessert first.
Who am I going to bang tonight? So into banging.